think the last question we have on relationship is, do you think you should know your partner's health background?
Bagamo, you need to.
We said it in Netflix and Chill Stay Safe. It's very important because
even before you even move to even relationship, I think you should, because first of all, you don't even know the family. If you don't know the family you are getting into, it's a bad boss. You need to even know whether there's a mental kidney in the house, you know?
Whether mentality some is transpiring. Some
psycho thing. Some people don't sleep at night. You need to know that. You need to know.
No, I feel like even just for the sake of the children's self, because
I'm telling you,
and
because
then even health-wise, because in Netflix and chills mode, it might be sexual or not sexual, but in a sexual case, you don't want to be catching diseases. So,
and even the blood group and genotype thing now, you need to even for your children's sake, it's not just about love, it's not just don't be selfish. So, you need to know
once health issues start, it chokes off. Love
issue, decide, you need to know all these things, because you just marry somebody next month, person have died, they say you're the one that killed the person. It's very true. It just to happen.
But if you now think about it, how will you get to know the person's health background? Because it's not like you're going to drag the person to hospital, or the person's going to bring out a detailed medical report.
I'm an investigation.
But that still comes back to you people talk.
So the person have to be transparent, actually.
No, not necessarily. That's why I feel like most people go into relationships. That's why question one was, how do you approach going into a relationship? Most people go into it like, they've already seen themselves, they already know they want to date. So if that person wants to pretend and hide things, he knows he needs to hide it. But if you went in like you didn't state any dating thing, people just were talking, you get to be here. You know when people talk, the more you talk, more truth will come out.
Actually.
So you get to be hearing things. But once the person has an idea that we are about to date, I need to hide this, I need to package this, I need to package that. But when the person doesn't, just feels like, we're still talking, nothing certain, he will tell you, one person they mad for my family, you will be like, red flag.
Oh, you're going to tick out the
girl. Red flag.
What?
You will tell sometimes people they marry, die, one will be like, hey, heart condition.
Even some cultures, man.
So I feel like you have to go through the hierarchy of, it's very important. The way you approach going into a relationship is important. The next thing is, your red flags are important. They said how long you should know that person for, too, is a very important step. And then define things, all these bestie, opposite sex, I want to be keeping companies. If you don't like it or you don't like it, the ones that like it and can tolerate it, fine. It's everybody has
everybody, their own. But me, I can't
do. But I feel like in essence, in normal, logically looking at it, if you're going to divide your time and attention between 10 people, that's lesser attention to your direct partner as to combining it to one person. So everybody has different, but that's what I feel is logical. Then,
and it's not even helpful because you don't even end up knowing the person you're going to spend the rest of your
life. Then staying together still comes back to knowing. So know the person, approach relationships strategically, know the person.
Mentally, physically, spiritually.
Know the person, know the person, and then define things.
Yeah.
And then from there, I feel like you people have a solid bedrock. So we have questions on cheating. So stay tuned, subscribe, like, follow, share. And we're gonna catch you on 365.